The beginning of Lyle Hebert's film Uyurok is a reenactment depicting life on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta before Western contact. The narration stays true to Harold Napoleon's original words.
It's verbatim because his writing is so poetic, and so I couldn't do better than that.
The reenactment conveys what the Yupik word Uyurok means.
Their spiritual beliefs, the way they viewed the world, everything had a spirit. Everything was in harmony, and this is kind of like a code of living.
Napoleon wrote Uyurok in 1988 when he was in prison for the death of his son. He says he was so drunk he blacked out and doesn't remember it. He says without any memory, he couldn't defend himself and pled no contest to second-degree murder. He never went to trial, and no matter how it happened, he blames himself. He started writing to figure out why he and so many people he knew struggled with alcohol abuse. Napoleon is Yupik Eskimo from Hooper Bay.
I had been baffled for many years about why we knew so very little about our own history and why there was so much shame about our own culture.
Napoleon is 66. He says he grew up in a very mixed up world, being neither fully Yupik nor white and Christian. In the missing pieces of his village's history, Napoleon says there was suffering.
There is also a lot of disconnect between parents and children. And that disconnect was not just personal, it was also cultural. And so as children, we were kind of not abandoned literally, but we somehow ended up in nowhere land.
Napoleon experienced abuse as a child and drank as an adult. While in prison, he read a lot about trauma and post-traumatic stress disorder in Vietnam War veterans.
Having never been to war and never experienced war or witnessed war, I found it odd that I would have the same symptoms as a Vietnam veteran. And not only me, but all the other people in my village had the same symptoms.
After more research, Napoleon learned about the flu epidemic of 1918. In Uyurok, he calls it the Great Death and wrote that it spread like wildfire, killing 6 of every 10 people and wiping out Alaskan villages. It gave birth to a generation of orphans, he wrote. Up until then, Napoleon says Yupik people had resisted Christianity and white influence.
But after the Great Death, there was mass conversion. And people began to abandon, in a sense, their own culture. And in abandoning their cultures, they abandoned themselves. There was also born in them a sense of shame and guilt, because what they were being taught is that the way they had lived their lives had caused them to die in such great numbers.
Napoleon says the trauma, shame, and violence he and others in his village experienced traces back to that time, and it still reverberates today. He says writing Uyurok helped him to understand his village and his family, the past and the present.
And with understanding, there came forgiveness. I had found a trail of truth through our experiences as Native people.
Napoleon says Alaska Native cultures are going through a reawakening, and he hopes Lyle Hebert's film adaptation of Uyurok will contribute to it.
People become interested in their own stories, in their own history, then I think it will have done a good job.
Hebert says as a young man, he spent time in Hollywood and used to be egotistical about filmmaking. But Uyurok is about something else.
I'm hoping that people will be moved by it and have more compassion and also realize what Native Alaskans have been through. And try to look at people like people.
For Hebert, Uyurok is a meaningful film, and that has given meaning to his own life. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.